Shame is the dress I wear. On the first day of school, my mother slips a dark blue dress over my head, ties a starched sash. Zia Luisa and Zio Guillermo have come down the back steps to our apartment to see me setting off. They don't have children of their own, and Zio Guillermo is my godfather, so they are a big part of our lives. My mother has starched this cotton dress handed down from Zia Cristina's late-in-life daughter, Zia Cristina, who has enough money to buy lots of pretty dresses for her red-headed daughter and also throw chickens into the garbage that year when my father was sick and couldn't work, so he lived on farina and spaghetti. When my mother was dying, she talked about seeing those discarded chickens and about being too ashamed to ask for them. Anyway, I'm standing on that wooden kitchen chair, my mother tugging at the dress, my hair formed into sausage curls that my mother curled by wrapping my thick, dark hair in white rags, my eyes enormous in my long, thin face. Dear Luisa stands back, shakes her head, and says, "Why didn't you get her a better color?" The dress that both my mother and I were proud of until my aunt's comment pointed out what should have been obvious, that this dark blue color, perfect for a redhead, made my olive skin look jaundiced. I could almost feel the starched skirt deflate. Sometimes I think that little girl in her navy dress has followed me my whole life through. There she is when I'm at a party and I find a chair to sit in or never move. Or when I am afraid to look in a mirror to see what the years have done to me. Or when I go to an Ivy League college to read and I meet the president and his wife, so slim and Episcopalian, so upper class, the whole place jammed with faculty dressed in tweed skirts and broadcloth white shirts and leather pumps. And shame is the dress I wear that day. Shame, and that little girl, that shadow, is there, her head hanging down as it did then, her hands shaking.